KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The way show business is supposed to work is this. You work hard on a project for many months or even years, and after putting together the footage and fixing the sound and adding music, you send it out into the world in as good a shape as you can. The writers and actors and directors and financiers, they don't really know how it's all going to turn out. They have to wait for the box office returns or the TV ratings to tell them if the work product of many months was worth the time and treasure, and that's just how show business works, mostly anyway. I once appeared on a live cable news show, and I've done a fair amount of this kind of thing before, and you arrive at the studio about 20 minutes before you're scheduled. You sit in a chair while makeup is applied and your hair is anchored into place, and a technician wires you with an almost invisible earpiece which is wrapped around the outside of your ear and then left dangling because it's your job to push the earpiece into your ear, and then the show begins, and you're supposed to lean forward in a highly engaged posture to signal your all-consuming interest in whatever, and you're encouraged to make decisive hand gestures and verbal lists, like, there are three major forces at work here, Diane. And before you know it, the show is over, and you either wipe the makeup off of your face before you head to dinner, which in my case makes you look like you've just rubbed your face with sandpaper, or you wear it out, which can raise eyebrows from other people up close at the restaurant, but for people 20 or 30 feet away, you look amazing. Last weekend, though, I was appearing live. That is, the show was broadcast everywhere and anywhere as we did it. I was on with several television journalists, professionals all, and when the time came for an advertising break, they all instantly reach for their phones to see what the audience was saying about them on Twitter. "They hate me," one of the journalists said as he scrolled through his timeline, "especially what I said about Trump's speech." Another one laughed a bit and read a nice tweet about her outfit. But when I reached for my phone to do the same, one of the old pros held my arm. "Don't," he said. "You're not ready for this." It turns out he was correct, because I did check Twitter several times during the course of the live show. There were a lot of ad breaks, and each time I was surprised by the number of people who really do not like to see me on television. I mean, there were tweets about my hair and my weight and my shoes and my shirt, and one or two about things I actually said, and it was impossible not to make subtle adjustments to my performance when we came back from commercial. I mean, I sucked in my gut. I uncrossed my legs to hide my shoes. And I even, and this I am utterly ashamed of, I even found myself rethinking and rephrasing some of my more withering comments about the current leadership in Washington. All because I was reading my reviews in real time, in the middle of my appearance. I mean, it's the very thing we dream about in the entertainment business, the ability to fix and adjust a project on the fly as the audience reacts. How odd, though, that I was able to make all sorts of mid-course corrections in order to increase my audience appeal when I was on a news program, which is supposed to be fact-based and serious. I guess when it comes to giving the audience what it wants, the entertainment business has a lot to learn from the news industry. And that's it for this week. Next week, it's a gray area for KCRW. This is Rob Long.